This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So some rough weather this morning, should be gone by noon. And we talked to Chris Bannon with the National Weather Service earlier and said the way it was shaping up, it could set up, if these two things linked up, on the North Shore or the South Shore. It's looking like North Shore now as I look at the radar here and watch these things meet up. Still too early to tell, but I think the North Shore is going to get most of the heavy rain as it stands now, so be aware of that. Maybe 2 to 3 inches in a couple hours is what they told us, but we'll have to watch it and see. We'll keep you aware of everything you need to know here on WWL. It was March 19th, St. Joseph Day. We were playing Che La Luna and eating all kind of things from the St. Joseph's Day altar and passing around Lucky Beans. But President Trump was busy meeting with oil executives in the Oval Office. A lot of CEOs and people from the American Petroleum Institute talking about the future of oil and energy in America. Eric Smith joins us now, our friend who always takes his time with me and goes slow. Eric Smith, professor of Tulane's Institute of Energy. How you doing, professor?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about what this meeting was all about and is the policy of the White House on board with that of either the API or the CEO oil executive people.
Well, I think it was a productive meeting, and I think that the problem is the president has two goals, and they're mutually exclusive. His first goal is he wants lower prices for gasoline because that keeps him popular with the voting public. The problem with that is that at lower prices, you can't afford to drill for the crude oil that's going to be turned into gasoline and jet fuel. So he's got to sort of make up his mind, you know, which of those is more important.
So where does that leave the oil companies? Because if I'm trying to run a big business,
too.
I don't know what to do.
They're in the middle, too, because essentially they understand what his goals are, but he is, you know, got this sort of belief that drill, baby, drill will solve all his problems, but he doesn't seem to admit to the fact that we've got a financial world that expects to see returns on their investments, and the oil companies are beholden to the finance world for financing. If they don't get it, you see what happened with the shale play a few years ago. They just stopped financing it, and it stopped producing. So it's also an issue because finance tends to be a more international market than even oil and gas is. You can have somebody making a financial decision in London or even Afghanistan, and it'll have an effect on, you know, the potential for drilling wells in East Texas.
So,
hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm trying to figure out what the future looks like here then.
So is everybody else.
I think the
good thing to keep in mind is nothing happens as fast as people think or is as bad as people think, with the possible exception of things like Great Depressions. And I don't think we're near that yet. So I suspect that what you will see is the biggest effect on Louisiana is that we are very, very much more sensitive to exports than we used to be because of all of the shale oil and gas that we export, as well as the LNG going up. And if you start putting reciprocal tariffs on, the math on tariffs may argue for a short-term benefit, but the uncertainty that's tied to the president's mode of negotiating, which is, you know, ask for the impossible and take half of what's offered, that emotional drain and the uncertainty associated with it lasts a lot longer than the actual financial impact of the decision. So you might survive the cost of a tariff on steel or aluminum or crude oil, but at the end of the day, you don't invest in a country that does it or causes the upset. So we're going to be very dependent in Louisiana on healthy exports, and healthy exports are a function of a predictable tariff environment, and we don't know what that tariff environment is going to look like.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright saying that ultimately the president's whole economic agenda is to lower prices in the United States and grow job opportunities in the United States. And I get that. But, you know, Professor, I don't know if you have a dog or not, but one of the best things you can do, the best money you can spend, go to a parts store and get a piece of vacuum hose, a little small piece of vacuum hose, and tie a couple of toys together because the dogs love it. It stretches and it gives them something to tug on. And my goal is to get the toy away from Teddy, and Teddy's goal is to get it away from me, and we're pulling in opposite directions. We can't have what we both want. And it seems like that might be what the energy policy is like here. We'll pick it up when we come back. 821, Eric Smith is our guest. I'm all for drill, baby, drill. I'm all for lower prices, but I don't know if all of that can happen at the same time. And from what I'm hearing, I don't think it can. Eric Smith, professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy, and that brings us back to the stock market and return on investment and international finance. And I'm getting dizzy. Traffic, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm looking at a story here. Trump pressured oil executives to give $1 billion to his campaign in exchange for preferential treatment for the industry, and it would seem that the quid pro quo is paying off. That from the Sierra Club. Well, apparently, it's not paying off. And somebody else texted in, Professor, and said, problem is big oil started switching to green energy, which is not efficient and left drilling and made a mistake. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think the oil companies would say they were pressured into doing it, but I think it... it's hard to say it's a mistake when the governments of the world are beating on your head. Even one of the things we're going to face here in Louisiana is people want low methane emissions related LNG in Korea and in France and in Europe. And it doesn't really matter what the U.S. wants at that point. If we're we're the world's biggest exporter of LNG, if we want to stay in the game, we've got to deliver that low carbon material. And we know how to do it, but we need the financing and we need the government cooperation to keep those projects on board. That's what I'm saying. Louisiana is an export state and it doesn't realize it.
When you said that, the light bulb went off in my head. I think a lot of people look at this as myopic, not just Louisiana against the United States, but the United States against the world. And you can't look at it that way anymore, can you?
Not if you want to sell LNG or light crude oil. So.
And they're got the expansion going on, right? They've decided to expand the LNG plant in Plaquemines. Is that right? Phase two?
That's right. We've got multiple phases of multiple LNG plants, and Louisiana is the nexus for the world for producing LNG. We have a lot of inexpensive natural gas. One of the things people forget, Louisiana is not a big oil-producing state anymore. Louisiana produces minuscule amounts of oil, but they still rely on oil coming out of the Gulf of Mexico and oil coming out of the shale plays in Texas.
So we
have a source, but we don't have a domestic source in Louisiana. Natural gas is a different story. We have plenty of natural gas, and we use our own, but we also bring in gas from Texas and other states.
So if I'm hearing you right, the answer is not drill, baby, drill. It's change with the times and go where the world is headed and monetize it with LNG if we can? Yes,
well,
sir?
That would be my bet. Yeah. I think I understand what the president's trying to do, and I think, you know, that people will have different opinions about how he does it, but I don't think it's necessarily bad. What I think is probably everybody's a little late awakening to is the fact that China's got different plans from the U.S., and they're serious about it. They've been serious about it for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how they can be late to that table, late to that party, because, Professor, if a dumb guy from the West Bank like me knew that years ago, I don't know. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Have a good week.
Happy to do it. Talk to you later.
Eric Smith, Professor of at Tulane's Institute of Energy, and as the professor said, people late to the party. You're thinking about China having different goals. My gosh, really? Because when you saw him build those islands in the South Island Sea, South China Sea, you should have known. 8:30, time for WWL First News.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.